This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russia claimed on Tuesday to have captured a village just north of Bakhmut, a city it's still trying to surround in a major push for what would be its biggest battlefield prize in Ukraine since last summer. A Belarusian volunteer fighting for Ukraine told Reuters from inside Bakhmut that Russia was shelling the city constantly and its troops were trying to encircle it. Fighting was underway building by building, the volunteer said. There was no immediate claim of responsibility from, or no immediate response from Kyiv to Moscow's claim about the village. The death toll from a suicide bombing in northwestern Pakistan has risen to 88, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The attack on a Sunni mosque inside a major police facility is one of the deadliest targeting Pakistani security forces in recent years. More bodies have been retrieved overnight and early Tuesday, according to Mohammed Asim, a government hospital spokesman in Peshawar, and several of those critically injured have died. Asim said of the victims, most of them were policemen. The bombing also wounded more than 150 people. Meanwhile, mourners were burying the victims at different graveyards in the city and elsewhere. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken shuttled from Israel to the occupied West Bank on Tuesday. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken continued his Mideast tour on Tuesday in the West Bank, meeting with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, affirming Washington's support for a two-state solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict.
What we're seeing now for Palestinians is a shrinking horizon of hope, not an expanding one. And that, too, we believe, needs to change.
Blinken crossed into the West Bank after meeting with Israel's Defense Minister Yoav Gallant earlier that day.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. This is VOA News. The first papal visit to the Democratic Republic of Congo since 1985 is underway, a trip that aims to highlight the human cost of decades of conflict in the mineral-rich Central African country. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
Pope Francis landed in Democratic Republic of Congo on Tuesday. His visit, the first by a pope since 1985, aims to highlight the human cost of decades of conflict in the vast Central African country. Despite being rich in minerals, millions of Congo's people have been forced from their homes and live in poverty. Francis, who struggles to walk because of a knee ailment, was wheeled along the red carpet at an airport on the outskirts of the capital Kinshasa. Along Boulevard Lumumba, the arterial road connecting the airport to the city, cheering crowds gathered for a glimpse of the pontiff.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. Striking workers disrupted French refinery deliveries, public transport, and schools on Tuesday in a second day of nationwide protest over President Emmanuel Macron's plan to make people work longer before retirement. Huge crowds marched through cities across France to denounce a reform that raises the retirement age by 2 years to 64, and which is a test of Macron's ability to push through change now that he's lost his working majority in Parliament. On the rail networks, only 1 in 3 high-speed trains were operating and even fewer local and regional trains. Services on the Paris Metro were thrown into disarray. The White House is launching a partnership with India on Tuesday that President Joe Biden hopes will help the countries compete against China on military equipment, semiconductors, and artificial intelligence. Washington wants to deploy more Western mobile phone networks in the subcontinent to counter China's Huawei technologies, to welcome more Indian computer chip specialists to the United States, and to encourage companies from both countries to collaborate on military equipment like artillery systems. Peru's police said had dispersed protesters who were approaching Jorge Chavez International Airport near the capital city of Lima. As protests in the capital spark fear of new flight suspensions, on its Twitter account, the Peruvian National Police said it had dispersed protesters, while Lima Airport Partners, which operates the airport, said security had been reinforced. Quote, "We have reinforced the security of the terminal and we are in constant coordination with the authorities so that airport operations are not affected," Lima Airport Partners said on Twitter. Find more on these stories on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app. Also online, find the podcast Flashpoint Ukraine and Flashpoint Iran.